This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. More than half of farmers and ranchers in the Western Great Plains are at or beyond retirement age. It stands to reason significant acreages are destined to change hands before long. Land will be sold, it'll be passed to heirs or rented to others. But what about landowners wanting to preserve the legacy of their land, who want to make certain it's left natural, that virgin grassland is never to be plowed, the property never to be carved up into ranchettes, housing developments, or strip malls? There's a legal tool landowners can deploy which allows them to direct the use of their land long after they're gone. It's called a conservation easement. In a conservation easement, a landowner enters into a contract, typically with the USDA or with a land trust organization, and willingly relinquishes, usually forever, certain rights to the land, often in return for payment.
When a conservation easement is completed, those development rights are legally extinguished.
Stephanie Manis of the Ranchland Trust of Kansas.
They're off the books. There's nothing of value to transfer to any future party. Once landowners understand that it's an extinguishment, that gives them a lot more peace of mind about what they're actually carrying out.
The Ranchland Trust of Kansas was established by the Kansas Livestock Association with a mission to preserve Kansas ranching heritage and open spaces through the conservation of working landscapes. So it's in the business of contracting with landowners these conservation easements. Lynn Sherrod represents the Land Trust Alliance. That's a national umbrella organization representing these numerous land trusts. She says landowners deserve to be compensated for the long-term decisions they're making on their land.
Some landowners are in a position where they feel like it's worthwhile to donate easements. Other landowners are not in a place where they can give away that enormous amount of future value. And there are financial resources available. Sometimes it's statewide, and sometimes it's national, like the Farm Bill programs.
So there are ways landowners can be compensated for willingly surrendering rights to future development. Beyond that, Sherrod says 14 states now have tax incentives for landowners who donate easements.
And there is also a federal tax incentive that has higher and more significant benefits for agricultural landowners to donate conservation easements.
Denver obstetrician Kent Hayborn is an outdoorsman. He's a duck hunter, and when he bought land in Sedgwick County, Colorado, he intended to leave the land as bird habitat. He contracted an easement with Ducks Unlimited and says landowners need to ponder the decision carefully because once negotiated, the agreements are forever.
You can't 5 years later decide, boy, I wish I hadn't done that. I'd like to divide it up into five different pieces and put houses on it. So it's a big step. It is a one-time, lifetime decision, so it's not something to be made lightly.
And Stephanie Manis of the Ranchland Trust of Kansas, she says in her experience, sometimes it takes families several years to finally get comfortable deciding that a conservation easement is right for their family.
Many of these parents tell us they've had the best night's sleep they've ever had the day after they do a conservation easement because they know that their children and their grandchildren will not have to fight over what's done with the property. The peace of mind of knowing that the ranch will not fall into an estate dispute, a forced auction, is worth more than the value of the easement itself.
It's Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about conservation easements and listen to archived episodes on our website, playacountry.org.